We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, eco-friendly viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world from Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, free textbooks are provided for children in Zimbabwe. In community news, a Canadian man's kindness is returned in a life-saving manner. In animal welfare news, China and Laos join to enhance protection of the Asian elephant. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 14th, is the birthday of the President of Brazil, Her Excellency Dilma Rousseff. Born in Belo Horizonte, Brazil, as the country's first female president, Her Excellency has spoken of the importance of adopting a comprehensive global agreement to cope with climate change. Time magazine named President Rousseff as one of the top 100 influential people in the world in 2011. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Dilma Rousseff, for your steadfast dedication to Brazil. May you celebrate a joyous birthday in the company of cherished ones.
Fly news. Earthquakes rattled Japan, Fiji Islands, Chile, South Sandwich Islands, Indonesia, Papua New Guinea and Russia. On Sunday morning, December 11th, southwestern Japan was shaken by a 5.8 magnitude tremor that occurred at Uke Island in Kagoshima Prefecture. Later that day, a magnitude 5.4 quake rattled the Fiji Islands as it hit 463 kilometers southwest of Ondoy Island. In Latin America, a magnitude 4.9 tremor that struck 72 kilometers northeast of the city of Chillán was felt in Chile's Maule and Biobío regions. Also on Sunday, a strong quake registering 6.2 on the Richter scale hit the South Sandwich Islands region, 105 kilometers northwest of Visakoi Island.
On Monday morning, residents in Indonesia's city of Tual, Maluku province, ran from their homes as a 4.8 magnitude tremor rumbled the floor of the Banda Sea, 219 kilometers away. A magnitude 5.1 quake then struck Papua New Guinea, 78 kilometers south of Arawa in Bougainville province. Followed that evening by a 5.0 magnitude tremor in Russia, 163 kilometers north of Poronaysk, the second of similar magnitude to hit the Sakhalin Oblast in 3 days. Fortunately, there were no immediate reports of damage or injuries for any of these seismic events. With thankfulness for the maintained safety of those in the quake-stricken regions, we pray that such potential dangers may soon be alleviated through humanity's kinder actions as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Thank you. lúc tôi ra đời, hồng hào cho núc ních, tôi cùng mẹ vui chơi. À, người nhìn tôi ưu ái, khen tròn chính sinh ơi. Mỗi ngày người qua thăm, đem nước mắt dầu ngon. Ồ, mẹ con tôi cảm kích, hàm ân trọng nghìn vàng. Tôi sống đời êm đẹp, trông che chở của bầm vỡ như hùng voi, dồn bẹp thân bé nhỏ vào giỏ ép rụng rơi, không phương gì chăn trở. Ôi địa ngục nào đây, tôi hỏi hùng dên xiết, mẹ ơi, mẹ cứu con. Tràn thế lương trời cao không chưa hết nỗi đau đớn đoạn trường rằng ngỡ người thương tưởng nuôi nấng toàn chỉ là bán buôn, mai này thân tan nát thịt xương tôi cực hình, cho người vui hê hà trong tiệc rượu linh đình. Con người và con ai với chúng thọ đời dài, cho gia đình sum họp khỏi đau đớn như tôi, chúng cả nhà kiếp kiếp được làm người, cho đừng sanh làm lợn nhân phố trà vây hoài.
Go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 406. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Tunisia inaugurates new president. On Tuesday, December 13th, physician and human rights activist Dr. Monsef Marzouki was sworn into office after receiving 153 of the 217 total votes the previous day from the nation's interim parliament. The elections were the first since 1956 and represent another significant step in Tunisia's democratic process. Upon his election, Mr. Marzouki stated, "I have the great honor of becoming the first president of the first free republic of the Arab world. I will exert all my efforts to be worthy of this trust." President Marzouki, we respectfully congratulate you on your new role. May your term in office be fruitful in serving the noblest goals of your cherished nation and her good-hearted citizens.
Toronto's Be Veg campaign gets subway riders thinking. As part of a grassroots campaign whose 1,000 posters represents a quadrupling of previous efforts, Canadians riding subways in the major city of Toronto are being asked the question, why love one but eat the other? With the posters depicting animals like dogs that are considered pets on one side, with others such as pigs that some consume, the subway riders are being called to rethink the notion of animals that they would call family and those they would identify as food. They are also provided with information that highlights the similarities between the two categories of animals, as well as the shocking cruelty suffered by those being raised for food.
Like, it captured my attention, like, why love one and eat the other? And I have a dog, so, you know, and I love animals, so I'm thinking, okay. And then I started reading, and honestly, it choked me up. It brought me to tears a little bit, because I'm also a mother, and I have a little girl, and I was reading the one about the cow and how, you know, like when the babies are taken away, how they're, you know, they moan for their children for some time. And it's just, honestly, it was just really, really shocking how they're treated.
So you found veg?
Yeah, completely, yeah.
The 2011 Be Veg campaign, which was originally conceived by television host Kimberly Carroll and University of Toronto finance professor Lisa Kramer, now has the support of organizations such as the US-based Mercy for Animals, Canadians for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and the Toronto Vegetarian Association.
So each week this ad series will be viewed 5.7 million times, and Toronto subway riders are definitely reacting.
Hats off, Ms. Kimberly Carroll, Professor Lisa Kramer, and all others involved for your valued efforts to raise awareness and encourage a cruelty-free lifestyle. May more and more people choose compassion and create a kinder world for humans and animals alike.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg. Sailors rescued from capsized vessel. Following a collision of two ships in the Bay of Biscay off the European coast, seven Russian, Polish, and Ukrainian nationals were saved from the sinking vessel Flores. Organizing the rescue together were the UK's Falmouth Coast Guard in cooperation with the Spanish Coast Guard. All seven sailors were reported to be safe and in good condition. We are grateful, Falmouth and Spanish Coast Guard personnel, for your quick actions that ensured the crew members' safety, wishing them many happy reunions in the warm company of loved ones.
Legendary Indian cartoonist remembered. On Sunday, December 11th, illustrator and celebrity cartoon artist Mr. Mario Miranda passed away at the ripe age of 85. During his six-decade career, Mr. Miranda introduced to the world the culture and characters of his native Indian state Goa, becoming one of its greatest ambassadors through his illustrations. Readers eagerly looked forward to his works, which appeared in publications such as the Illustrated Weekly of India, the Times of India, the Economic Times, and several published books. Additionally, he became known for his illustrated travelogues of famous and faraway cities such as London, UK, and Lisbon, Portugal. Mr. Miranda was also honored with India's high civilian awards, including the Padma Shri and the Padma Bhushan. Goa State Chief Minister Digambar Kamat shared his condolences as he stated, "Mario Miranda was one of the greatest artists the century ever produced. In his demise, the country has lost a great son. No words can offer solace and fill the void. We, too, convey our sincere sympathies to the family and admirers of Mr. Mario Miranda, whose legacy and love for illustration will forever be immortalized in his works. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's love and light."
Save Our Planet. Leading climate scientist warns of disaster with 2 degrees Celsius temperature rise. As the 2011 climate summit concluded on Sunday, December 11th in Durban, South Africa, participants agreed to work toward a legally binding agreement, which would be written by 2015 and come into effect after 2020. Meanwhile, however, some scientists and environmental organizations have cautioned that current government pledges to reduce emissions would not be enough to prevent even a 2 degree global temperature rise, and that more urgent actions would be needed. Moreover, a new study by Dr. James Hansen and colleagues states that the 2-degree goal, which is equivalent to around 450 parts per million of carbon dioxide concentration, is a prescription for long-term disaster, as it points out that a current concentration of nearly 389 parts per million is already causing climate feedbacks to occur. In a recent presentation to the American Society of Geophysicists in California, Dr. Hansen, who is the director of the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration's, or NASA, Goddard Institute for Space Studies, stated, "We should be aiming to keep CO2 no higher than about 350 parts per million, and possibly somewhat less. That is probably necessary if we want to maintain stable ice sheets and shorelines, and avoid many other issues." He went on to warn against allowing emissions to continue to increase, citing paleoclimate records showing that 50 million years ago, when CO2 reached 560 parts per million, the ice at both poles disappeared, and the Earth's sea levels were 70 meters higher than they are today. Dr. Hansen stated, "If we want to maintain a planet that looks like the one humanity has known, then we're basically out of time. We have got to start reducing emissions."
Thank you, Dr. James Hansen, for your insightful research indicating a more realistic threshold of climate safety. May such cause inspire leaders and individuals alike toward rapid changes to preserve our planet.
In a December 2010 interview in Cancun, Mexico, with Encadena TV, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed her concern about scientific projections on rising temperatures, while indicating humanity's most urgently needed countermeasures.
You see, the root is we have to stop the global warming first of all, before we even think of anything else. Because if we don't have the planet, because if global warming reach more than 2 degrees, then we're in trouble. They say they're going to increase to 5 degrees now. They predict like that. Can you imagine? You'll be burning. Yes. We can never get out of the house. You understand me?
Yes.
And then all the crops will die. Too hot.
And people will die.
People die, animals die. Not to talk about anything else. Yes? And then disease will spread because of the heat. Yes? When everything is so depleted like that, I don't think it's a very good idea. First, have to stop the animals industry to cool the planet. Then everything else we can have time to take care.
Save Our Planet. Results of a study by researchers at the University of Savoie in France presented at the American Geophysical Union meeting on December 9, 2011 in California, USA, show that the glaciers in the French Alps have receded by a full 25% due to global warming over the past 40 years.
Warning news. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food and Safety and Inspection Service reports on December 9, 2011, that more than 4,000 pounds of cooked chicken breasts produced by a company based in North Carolina, USA, have been recalled due to possible listeria contamination, which causes symptoms such as nausea and vomiting and could lead to death.
How are you, friends? I'm Charlie the Chipmunk, and I'm following a low-carbon emission, animal-free diet. Today, I would like to share a tip on vegan sources for vitamin B12. These include plant-based cereals and nutritional yeast that have been fortified with this important nutrient. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the globe.
In education news, free textbooks are provided for children in Zimbabwe. The Education Transition Fund, which is coordinated by the United Nations Children's Fund, will make available 7 million textbooks to Zimbabwe secondary school children in 2,000 schools throughout the nation. The $85 million program has received donations from Australia, Denmark, Finland, Germany, Japan, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Sweden, United Kingdom, United States of America, the European Union, and Open Society Initiative for Southern Africa, as well as the Zimbabwean government. Our heartfelt gratitude all contributors to this laudable endeavor. May the vibrant children of Zimbabwe have the best of educational opportunities and a bright future.
In community news, a Good Samaritan's kindness is returned. A Canadian man, Victor Giesbrecht, 61 years old, stopped on the highway in Wisconsin, USA to help stranded motorists Miss Sarah Berg and Miss Lisa Meyer change a flat tire. As he drove on his way just a few miles down the highway, he was afflicted with a sudden heart attack. Mr. Giesbrecht's wife, Anne, helped to stop the vehicle when the car that Mr. Giesbrecht had just helped minutes before pulled up to come to his aid. Ms. Berg immediately began cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR, until the paramedics arrived. A helicopter transported Mr. Giesbrecht to a hospital, where he received medical care and was later released, able to drive back home to Winnipeg, Canada. During a heartfelt meeting with Ms. Berg while he was in the hospital, Mr. Giesbrecht said, "This is about the goodness of humanity at work." Bravo, Ms. Sarah Berg, Ms. Lisa Meyer, as well as paramedics, for your life-saving assistance. Also, we are delighted to hear of your recovery, Mr. Victor Giesbrecht. May you and your lovely wife have many more wonderful years full of safe travels and enduring friendships with God's blessings. Up next on Noteworthy News, China and Laos join to provide a safe corridor for wildlife. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come right back. Stay tuned for more distinguished news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, glorious news for a magnificent world. In animal welfare news, China and Laos join to enhance protection of the Asian elephant. According to the Xinhua News Agency, the two nations will collaborate to build a nature reserve that will extend across 20,000 hectares of forest in China and 35,000 hectares in adjacent Laos. This land will be added to an original reserve, bringing the total safeguarded forest area to more than 100,000 hectares. The land will also facilitate a safe passageway for the endangered Asian elephants and other migrating wildlife. Our sincere appreciation, China and Laos, for this significant plan. May all the beautiful co-inhabitants on this planet be blessed and protected forever.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Estonian entitled Gold Necklace.
Lubasin, et kingin oma tüdruksõbrale sünnipäevaks kuldse kaelakee. Ent peale seda, kui juvelir ütles välja valitud kaelakee hinna, lasin kuuldavale pika pile. Osutasin ühele teisele kaelakeele ja küsisin, kui palju siis see maksab? Umbes 3 bilet, vastas juvelir.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I love all your shows. Please, I need to know where to find vegan restaurants in Nigeria. Tolulupe from Ilise, Nigeria.
Sweet Tolulupe, it's fantastic to hear from you. Please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org to reach our association's liaison practitioner in Nigeria, who will be able to give you more information on the vegan food sources in your country.
May heaven's boundless grace be with you and the kind-hearted people of Nigeria.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May the divine bless your heart and uplift your soul.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Addressing the Alliance of Civilizations Forum in Doha, Qatar, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon welcomes the more than 2,000 participants from diverse backgrounds and countries as he encourages the meeting's goal of fostering intercultural understanding, respect and peace.
Foreign Ministers Mourad Middelsi and Hamadi Ould Baba Ould Ahmadi of Algeria and Mauritania respectively sign cooperation agreements in areas that include aid to people with disabilities, healthcare and work safety, as well as an executive program in the field of vocational training.
Weekly Burmese newspaper Myanmar Times reports that the nation's government has expanded press freedoms with 54 journals, magazines and books that now may be released without review prior to publication.
China's think tank Research Center for Health Development presents a letter from more than 1,500 medical experts to the nation's Industry and Information Ministry asking that graphic health warnings be placed on cigarette packs in an effort to better inform the public about smoking harms.
Upon being alerted by a passerby that a horse was too weak to stand after a fall due to conditions of neglect, British veterinarian Vicky Fowler paid £1,500 for equipment to lift the mare and provide for her constant care, with the survival of the newly named Hope now seeming assured.
Thanks to the joint efforts of the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, and the National Water Board of Tunisia, a 10-kilometre pipeline has been constructed to provide access to clean drinking water for 100,000 people in the southeastern Ben Gurdan and Ramada regions of the country.
With measures in place that have already helped reduce both homelessness and poverty nationwide, Azerbaijani Economic Development Minister Shahin Mustafayev announces an additional $4.6 billion being directed towards further improvements in areas such as creating new jobs.
German extreme athlete Michael Griesmeier credits his vegan lifestyle with the recent world record he set in stair running, a challenge he undertook in collaboration with the Albert Schweitzer Foundation to highlight the need for improved animal welfare.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.